I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. So President Barack Obama and Governor Mitt Romney battled over foreign policy in last night's final debate before the elections in 2 weeks. How'd that play in China? The BBC's Beijing correspondent Martin Patience met three university students at a popular cafe to watch the debate and listen to their thoughts on the candidate's performance.
Well, we're here at Beijing Foreign Studies University, and we've just been watching the third presidential debate. And I'm with three students who watched that debate. Why don't we start with you, Jung? What did you make of President Obama's comments on China?
I think President Obama seems to be forgetting that the debate is about the future of U.S. policy toward China, not about his past record. So in this way, I think Romney has a better performance and a clearer position on China than President Obama.
And Tao, what did you make of the president's remarks on China?
I agree with Zhang that Mitt Romney is the winner of the debate on the issue of China, because Mitt Romney has been more straightforward in his position on China, and he's also proposing that we have to increase our partnership between the both countries. So I think that's the kind of rhetoric that Chinese audience would like to hear.
And what was interesting about Mitt Romney's comments were that it focused very much on trade and China playing by the rules.
On the matter of trade and China not playing by the rules, we do have our problems, but I think that this is just rhetoric, because our trade relationship for now is not really good because of the cases filed against China by the Obama administration. So I do think that either Mitt Romney or President Obama get reelected, I don't think this is going to get any worse. They're going to tone it down, and they're going to go back to reality and govern in prose instead of in poetry.
I think Romney, on balance, has sent a very positive signal toward the Chinese people and the Chinese government that America is winning and hopes to build a good relationship or partnership with China. But we have to remember that Romney has set a precondition for this to happen. He said very clearly at the end of his remarks, it only happens when China plays by the rules and be a responsible partner. This we must not forget.
He's also said on day one, if he's elected, that he will label China as a currency manipulator.
Well, if I may, I'd like to remind Mr. Romney that, you know, if you come to think of it, if you label China as a currency manipulator, what good will it actually do to American economy? And what good would it do actually to the world economy as a whole, in which China is a big player?
So you think the candidates are talking tough during the campaign, but when they actually get into office, they dial it down?
We had a similar situation before, you know, beginning with Bush 43rd. We can always expect a more conciliatory prediction between the two sides and more friendly relationship, especially from a Republican president. I think it's good to have a first-term Republican president than a second-term Democratic president.
China bashing is one of the major themes of all presidential election campaign rhetoric, so I do believe that this is not getting any worse. But the most thing I fear is that labeling China as a currency manipulator has been something he has followed through. It's been consistent ever since he started running for president. So if he really decides to follow through, there is going to be a really tough relationship between both countries.
I agree with Tao. The China-U.S. relationship is the most important relationship in the world, and nobody wants to ruin it. So no matter what this is, they will still keep this relationship well.
And which man do you think would be best for China? Who would you like to see win the next presidential election?
President Obama.
Mitt Romney.
Well, as we heard there, President Obama seems to have it by one vote in Beijing. The election will take place in 2 weeks. But 2 days after the election is held, China will be holding its own party congress. And that event will mark the start of the country's once-in-a-decade leadership change. So there'll certainly be change in Beijing. The question is, will there be change in Washington?
That report from the BBC's Martin Patience in Beijing. By the way, tomorrow, the view from the Arab world. What were the tweets? What are the headlines? What's different about reporting this election season? That story tomorrow. Up next, San Rafael, California bans smoking in apartments and condos. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.